Good afternoon, lovely people. I am sitting next to my favourite park, which unfortunately is really brown this afternoon because we've had this really dry October and November. But I thought I'd share a little bit about my day. It's been a big day today. Today was my mother's funeral, and it was really quite lovely. I'm really tired. I helped organize all of this. And I think when you say goodbye to a mother, and in my experience, I watched her die so slowly from this cancer that just ate her from the inside out. And I will never wish this upon anybody. It is horrific. It was a horrific way for her to die. And she fought it. She fought it. She was terrified of dying, incredibly sad and angry about dying. And she fought it to the very last breath. Last week, I actually recorded a very long podcast just before she passed away. I think she passed away on the Friday night, and I think I recorded this podcast on the Thursday afternoon, and I put all my feelings and thoughts about her lying in this coma in hospital and me saying my goodbyes and being with her every day. She was in her final stay in palliative care was 14 days, and I was privileged to be there for 13 out of those 14 days with her and help guide her through the final stages of her life. And I had all these thoughts about how I felt about being in that space. And then at the end of the recording, I looked down and realized after I had finished what I thought was a, 20, 25 minute podcast, I'd only recorded about 3 minutes somewhere along the way. I'd pressed stopped or stop or done something. And I just didn't have the emotional ability to do it again. And so another week has passed, and now we have said goodbye. We had the funeral, and she has been cremated or will be cremated this afternoon. I gave the eulogy, and I thought I would start my podcast, and it will just be a quick one today, with my words of remembrance for my mother. I wrote them about a year ago when we thought she was going to die because she's been terminal. She's had terminal cancer for 4 years. About this time last year, we thought she was going to pass. And I had spent a lot of time organizing the funeral. And in one way, because everything was done, when it finally happened, I didn't actually have to do that much because it was, at least 70% or 60% of it was already done. And I had written this eulogy. And when I looked through it the last few days, I was hoping that it would still be relevant because, like anything, after a year has passed, lots of changes can occur. And I am so grateful that the eulogy I wrote was still relevant and still meaningful to me. And after the service, quite a few people said that they really enjoyed the eulogy, and that really helped validate my own feelings about how I summarize my mother. She was fierce, she was passionate, she was determined. That is how she managed to face the beast that is cancer again and again for nearly 30 years. She loved and longed for her children and her grandchildren. She loved with the heart of a lioness. She didn't always understand her children, and they didn't always understand her, but she loved them anyway. She loved her husband with equal strength, always worried about taking care of him, always thinking about what needed to happen next. She worried a lot, my mother. But she worried because she cared so, so deeply. And she wanted to fight this battle raging within her body to the very end, so she could be there to watch her grandchildren grow. It was through her grandchildren that she began to find peace and more meaning. It was through her faith and her connections with the church that she kept on going. One more day, one more day. I am in awe of her determination. And I am so very grateful that we made it through the many storms to find peace. Because in the end, there is only love. Thank you, Mama, for loving us so much. And those words are so true of her. We had a very difficult relationship for the majority of my life. But in the end, especially in the last 12 months, we really managed to find this gentle peace. You know, she was so frail towards the end, and she ended up in a coma for 10 days when, you know, no food, no fluids, and her body just shut down. Every so often, with hours and hours of unconsciousness, she would sort of wake, and then sometimes you just hear her groan or hear her try to communicate, even through, you know, twitching her fingers or blinking her eyelids. And so she could hear us. She knew we were there. And I'll probably try and record a podcast at a different date when I'm feeling a little bit more clear. And I'm happy to essentially repeat what I had recorded last week. But there was something so beautiful about her death, even though it was so miserable at the same time. You know, she was so sick. She must have weighed about 35 kilos in the end. She was just skin and bones, and she was really small. And for someone who had always struggled with her weight, I mean, she was, you know, easily 80 kilos, and she was a very short woman, so very heavy for pretty much, you know, as long as I have been around. To see her just become this little bag of skin and bones, and, you know, not being able to open her eyes and just all curled up. And there was one day when I came in and she was curled up in this little fetal position, and it just broke me. And that's pretty much the only way I can see this. This whole experience just broke me open. There are experiences in life that do break you open, and this was one of them. It has broken me open, and it has softened me, and I really hope that I don't move into a level of unconscious forgetfulness, because I have had this experience and recognize the value of life and recognize the value of love and support of family, that you can come to the end of your life and you just want to be surrounded by people who love you to help you transition. And that was very much the funeral today. A whole bunch of people from a whole bunch of backgrounds with a whole bunch of different faiths. And in my case, my dad is a staunch atheist, so no faith. My mum was a Catholic, so we had a Catholic service. My dad had never even been in the church, which was, I thought, really interesting. But it was really inclusive, and it held a whole lot of people who were there and who said some amazing things to me afterwards. Like, it was really amazing that all these people came to me and said, like, I knew your mum from such and such, and she was so good, and, you know, or I really enjoyed the eulogy, or I will miss her, and just amazing. And that sense of community. And it's a pity that sometimes it takes somebody dying to bring out this sense of community. You know, weddings and funerals. But the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter. What matters is that I have experienced a very profound transition, maybe is the right word. It's just been a very profound moment in my life. And I really hope that going forward, I will remember what it has taught me to value life, to value family, to value friendship, to understand that all the stuff, the crazy stuff that used to send my mother crazy with anger, doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You know, life is short and precious, and it's such a cliche. And it goes, it's so long and so short. And the days I sat with her by her bedside just dragged on. It was like some weird movie where she was desperately trying to tell me things and yet didn't have the strength half the time to even communicate half of what she was trying to say. So wherever you are today on this hot and dry Thursday in Brisbane, I send you blessings, and I hope that you value yourself, and I hope that you value life. We, and I know I'm speaking as a collective we value you. So have a blessed afternoon, and thank you for helping me through this process. Goodbye.